Go ahead.
Yeah, but I gotta blow my nose. Can you hold it?
That's okay.
You're not gonna record that, are you, Shirley?
No.
No. I know. Well, she and Byron were together a lot when they were younger. You need some more Kleenex? I got a box here.
I don't know. Got this much for right now.
I had a question back on Earl. He was married in Chicago.
Yes.
And, but he was later sealed to his wife. Where was that?
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake Temple.
And they did it before their first baby was born, so the baby was born under the covenant.
Huh. Now that was interesting, Aunt Jill, when you said that Earl was thinking of going into electrical engineering and then wrote medicine, but his son, Bruce, and then his grandchildren. Boyd and Craig and I have gone into electrical engineering.
Earl kind of wanted Bruce to be a doctor, but he didn't insist it, so just going the opposite way. And I think Earl should be off to father Bruce now, knowing what a wonderful job he's done.
Yeah.
In the church and with his kids and all this and that. Well, okay, I'll start me.
Okay.
Turn it on.
Wait. Yeah, go ahead.
I just got to spill that Carwin, and I was born 19th of January, 1912. And I never knew my grandmother, Blue. She died in January, 1913. I was a year old when she died, but I remember my grandfather, Blue, and I told him about that before.
Yeah.
And I went to O'Brien, and I used to play together about, because the others were quite a bit older, and he got the month. And in those days, they put signs up that big on your house. Too bad you can't see on the tape.
A couple feet wide, though, right?
Yeah. It has mumps. Well, nobody comes to your door then. And so Brian had the mumps, and he got better. Can't take the sign down, because Gladys has got to have them yet. They waited and waited and waited, and Gladys never got the mumps. Finally, the doctor said, I guess you might as well take him a sign down, because she put the mumps down. And of course, I'm way up in years now, and I still haven't had the mumps down with a piece of wood and knock on. But anyway, wasn't long after that, he got the whooping cough. And he whooped and whooped, and we used to jump on that couch and play together all the time. And so he was down a long time. Then another great tuba sat on your house, whooping cough, and nobody rings your doorbell or anything when you have a sign like that on your house.
I think we never even had a doorbell at that time.
I don't remember that, but anyway, we lived at 904 at the time, and he said, couldn't take the sign down until God's got whooping cough, and God's never got it. So then she says, well, I guess we'll have to take the sign down, the doctor said. But he and I got the measles, and of course we both had the measles at the same time. We had all kinds of fun too, because I don't recall being very, very sick, and we had a little table we sat at, and brought food into us, and we kind of enjoyed that. And you can't have much light, they say, when you have the measles, so the blind was down most of the time, but we had a good time, just the two of us together. And then I went to Warren Fire School, right from kindergarten, including up to the seventh grade. And from there I went to Central Junior, in which we had 8, 19, 10th there. Then I went to Ogden High School, and we had the 11th and 12th there. I was pretty good in typing. I had a contest for the state down in Provo. I went, but I didn't come in first place.
But it's good even to represent your city,
I should say.
And so then I graduated from high school in 1930. Oh, I had a date with Cadet Hop, with one of the officers. OTC, of course, that was a big event for me too. And we graduated from Ogden High School. See, where Central Middle Methodist school is now. That was our the night school. And we just sat in bleachers when we had meetings for the school. Then they had a stage on one side. And other side, the teachers and the principal sat, and the student body president. And I remember the president was Herbert Stewart. He owned the Stewart Hospital store on 2nd Street. He kept hammering the gavel. He said, "Have attention, attention." And everybody wasn't talking. I didn't know. I'm always a good girl. Anyway, A.M. Merrill, the principal, got up and walked out. And then all the teachers got up and walked out. So what we have to do, we have to try to do that. I mean, I was talking anything like that. And they didn't have a place for you to graduate, nice place. So we graduated the Orpheum Theater. They put us up on the stage. Huh. And I think there was 325 of us then. And that was way, way, way back in 1930. And I went all through school with Gladys Akins and Gladys Belknap. Oh, dear. And, of course, when we got to Central in high school, we didn't have all the same classes together. But there was two A's and B, and I was the third one to graduate. Huh. And Jewel and Mother went together. And while sitting there, they said that after I went out and got my diploma, they saw Dad get up and walk out. I'll get my diploma. And then
Dad didn't very often go to things where we were.
Well, you're lucky you're at the beginning of the alphabet.
Yeah, B, Belknap.
You were a Z, he wouldn't have blasted through it.
I was third one at 325, so I got my diploma by the way. And then I went to Weaver College. And of course, that first year in college, Mother took sick, and I always had to hurry home from school till take care of Mother. And I missed Mutual, and I couldn't go to football games or anything. I used to say, "Bye and take turns going with to Mutual. I'll go one Tuesday, you the other." Oh no, we wouldn't miss Mutual. And of course, we had old coal stoves and potbelly stoves all flying. And I get up in the morning and start the fire. I had a back living room. It was supposed to be bedroom, but we ended up calling the back living room. And then had a coal range in the kitchen. I started that fire. And the only time we had fire in the living room was on Sundays and holidays and special.
And sometimes while we practiced music.
Yeah, but when I practiced, my hands would get so cold and hard and stiff. My mother let me come out and warm my hands. And had to go back because I had to practice an hour every day, regardless of what the weather was. And I was in several recitals, and I played duets, and used to go around and play in different churches, Faye Jones and I. And Jill and I played at the Ward a few times. And then I was just 14 when I was playing the piano for Sunday school. In the 20th Ward. They didn't have the chapel finished then, but we met in the cultural hall, and Lael played the organ.
Luella Harris.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Luella Harris. I call Luella, but they say Lael, so I know. Yeah. This is the correct way.